Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Here to take his shot this week is Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends, and each week he joins us on Thursdays to bring us the ETF of the week. Now, ETF Trends is more than just, like, here's what's trending or here's what's hot. It's really a site that's going to give you not only Tom's insight, but that covers the ETF world from soup to nuts. If you want more information, go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter separately. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF, ticker HYHG.
HYHG, the ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF. If that HYHG rings a bell, that's because last week we were talking here on Money Life with Simeon Hyman from ProShares about how investors might want to act before the Fed raises rates, and that this, by the way, might be a tool. So are you suggesting that folks perhaps use this to preempt a Fed move?
Well, especially with all the volatility that's been going on in the market, Chuck, I mean, all eyes have been on equities, what the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ have been doing. But at the same time, there's been a flight to quality, and people have been buying treasuries. So if you look at rates, you know, we're near all-time lows. But the Fed is not given any indication that they're going to put off an interest rate hike. So some of the camp is that they're going to move in September. Others say it will be December. But there's a very strong likelihood that we're going to see our first Fed rate hike between now and the end of the year. What that means is the new bonds that are being issued are actually going to come out offering higher yields than the bonds that are currently on the market. So those bonds that are on the market right now will decline in value. Looking at what's happened recently in the marketplace, I can't think of a better time as you're trying to have a crystal ball shined up and looking forward to at least have some type of protection against a rising rate environment, especially what that does to treasuries. So with trying not to get too complicated here, the strategy that ProShares has put together is this. Number one, have a long position in corporates and high yield bonds in a very diversified way, and they do that in this portfolio. Number two, they shorten duration, so the effective duration in this portfolio is actually negative. And part of the way they do that is they actually are short treasuries within this component. So if you look at the recent performance of this ETF, HYHG, it's actually declined because treasuries have actually done quite well in the past year. However, when the tide turns, rates start to go up, the value of treasuries on the marketplace decline, this ETF is poised to do well. And on top of that, the current yield is 5.7%, which in this day and age is fantastic.
Yeah. That was a big part of what Simeon was saying on the show, is you want to get that yield, be able to do that, and kind of be prepared in advance. That said, he recognized that this was not something you say, okay, let's just throw over my bond portfolio towards this, that it was something you used in conjunction with everything else. Where do you take the money from? And for you, is this all about the rates? And we won't try to hum the song that kind of we're all about the rates. You know, we're not gonna get into popular music here. Is it all about the rates, or is it a case where there's also 200-day moving average working for you?
It's all about the rates, Chuck. I think there are a lot of people who have been doing the right thing over time who have been balanced between stocks and bonds in their portfolio, or they have funds or ETFs that have been balanced in that regard. Really, for the first time in 30 years, we're going to see a bit of a change coming that may last 2, 3, 5 years as far as the potential rising rate environment and what that does to your fixed income portfolio. And as Simeon probably said, is don't dump all your bonds, but consider if you've got a 50-50 allocation in your stocks versus bonds portfolio, 50% of your fixed income, a good percentage of that is probably in treasuries. That area that's going to be most susceptible to a rising rate environment is going to be the long treasury portion. So it's difficult for the average investor if they have fixed income funds to carve that out unless you're picking individual ETFs that represent specific segments of the fixed income marketplace. I would say most investors have income type funds. My feeling would be in that case, have as much as 5% of your fixed income allocation in something like this. And if you're going to have to sell something to do that, focus in on those funds that are more highly invested in longer term treasuries, 20 to 30 year treasuries, because although the yields are better there, they are going to decline much more in value when rates start to rise with the Fed pulling the trigger.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's why, as we were talking about last week with Simeon Hyman and now today with Tom Lydon, well, you know, that's why you want to take a look. It's all about the rates. And in this case, ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF, HYHG, it's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information on ETF Trends by going to ETFTrends.com or following them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. All right, we've just gotten off to a rocking start on the August 27th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's our big interview with Patrick O'Hare from Briefing.com. And later, our Money Life Market Call will feature Michael Ball from Weatherstone Capital Management. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life. And we'll get back to it in just a moment.